made me all too aware that his beauty wasn't just above the belt. The thought of his below-belt assets led to a brief but intense fantasy about him, me, my bed, and some chocolate syrup. Yum. Shit, dessert. I need a dessert for tonight. Horse loved sweets. Were there any chocolate chips? I could do cookies, so long as there was enough butter. Oh, please don't let him be pissed at me. I prayed silently, even though I was pretty sure God wasn't interested in prayers where the promise of fornication played such a prominent role. I reached the door and juggled the bags, sliding most of them into my right arm so I could turn the handle. I walked in and looked around the living room. Then I screamed. My baby brother knelt in the center of the room, beaten raw and dripping blood all over the carpet. Four men wearing reaper's cuts stood around him. Picnic, horse, and two I didn't know. A big, built hunk of a man with a mohawk, tattoos on his skull, and about 1,000 piercings. And another who was tall and cut, with light blonde hair and short spikes. Horse studied me with the same cool, almost blank expression he wore when we first met. Detached. Picnic studied me too. He was tall with short dark hair that looked far too stylish to be on a biker, and bright blue eyes that pierced right through a girl. I'd met him at least 5 times. He was the club president. He had a great sense of humor, carried pictures of his